That's not the right sound. Hello, everybody. Welcome to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with Joe Berg, Denise Kovach, Certified Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Joe, I hit your favorite bumper music.
I was getting good
intro.
Vibrations there, buddy.
And not to knock the good vibrations.
The Beach Boys.
We'll hear it a little bit later. But we have to have the intro music going up.
All right.
Up and running on a Saturday morning.
That's us.
9:06 here on News 96.5 WDBO. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm okay. And you still have the crud you're dealing with there.
You know, just a little
bit.
I know.
Going around.
I've had such a great week. I work maybe 55 hours. I don't feel fatigued at all, but I just cannot get the last bit of this out of my nose.
Yes, you're a trooper.
Oh,
you're
going around.
Right. And I know, and I feel well enough that if I feel like I take a Mucinex, it'll make me feel worse, but I'll get it out.
All right.
So maybe I'll do that this weekend.
Have a beer.
After the show.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
Hope you feel better.
But, Joe, we're not here to talk about my sinuses. What are we here to do?
We are here to talk about anything that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. We are here every Saturday morning as the only financial call-in show in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. I and the 12 other Certified Financial Planners at CFG answer our clients' financial questions, do wealth management, investment planning, financial planning for a fee on Monday through Friday. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions that are on your mind regarding your personal finances as you're approaching those retirement years and have to make some decisions, you know, one of these days those paychecks stops and you have to turn that money that you've accumulated, hopefully, over your working lifetime into a regular income. That's what we do. We show our clients where they need to take these monies from, which account to draw from, how to do it tax-wise, how to allocate their funds so they don't run out of money when they're 95 years old. And so if you have any questions on your 401k and IRA decisions that you're trying to make about a mutual fund, about life insurance, about real estate, about reverse mortgages, long-term health care, annuities, all that and more, Denise and I are here. We are not a one-hour infomercial. We do take live calls because this is what we do for a living. So if you have any questions on anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, the good news for you, the show is just open, and the lines are absolutely wide open. So why don't you pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers?
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well at 21232. That is 21232. We dashed to keep it about 160 characters because that's all we can see on the screen. Again, 844-220-0965. Topic of the day, avoid this potential fraud in 2020.
I know we can't get away from it. People are out there trying to scam us day in and day out. And here's another one. Authorities are warning that scammers could make your 2020 miserable if you abbreviate the year 20.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you,
yes,
you date something, a document or whatever.
Yes.
Last year it was okay, January
5, 19. Right.
Now it's 20.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is the reason is because this year's abbreviation is easily changeable, okay, and it could be used against you. So let's say you take out a loan and the date of the contract is 1/4/20, and that's how you date it, 1/4/20. Then you miss a month or two of payments, and the lender goes to collect the debt that is owed. Theoretically, they could add 19 to the end of that date and argue that you owe more than a year's worth of payments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So another thing is, what if you wrote a check on February 1st of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
It should technically only be usable for about 6 months because banks don't have to honor a check after that period, but a bad guy finds it in December, he could add 2-1 to the end of that, allowing him to deposit the check in February to August of 2021.
There
you go. When you write a date on a document, don't shorthand the year to just 20. Write out the whole thing. It could potentially save you some trouble down the road. And it's also a good idea to keep copies of important docs and checks. That way you have evidence to prove what really happened should somebody try to alter them.
There you go. So yeah. Word to the wise, when you're writing your checks, don't just write 20. It's 2020.
Write it out.
That happened.
2-0.
I'm surprised we got through this last year, 2019.
Yeah.
Because the amount of stories I heard about people that wrote January 9, 19, and the people writing 97 on the end of it and making checks 20 years old was a ton.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you, Kyle, I haven't heard anything
have you,
like that.
Have you written any checks with 19? At, you know, 1-2-19 instead of 1-2.
Yeah, we had the same problem last year. Nobody just realized.
I don't like abbreviating that year.
Yeah, my
I
brain.
Just don't.
No, so far my brain has been reliable, kicked in. Everything is 2020, not 19. But that's, you know, the habit that you always get into when you change the year. You're still stuck in the last year.
Yeah,
but now we have a new decade.
Can you believe
How about
that?
A new decade. So this is an opportune time for clients who've been thinking about doing financial planning, about thinking about getting your life in order, getting your financial ducks in a row, if you will, about what you need to do now so you're prepared for those retirement years. It's what Denise and I do every Monday through Friday for our clients up there in Altamont Springs for a fee and answering their questions. But as I said, on Saturday morning, we are here for free, and I see we have a call here.
Kyle. We do, but you can finish your thoughts. It's okay.
I'm out of thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, 844-220-0965.
Oh, I do have a thought. I do have a thought.
Go ahead.
You can repeat those numbers, but we forgot to tell our listeners that we are on Facebook Live this morning. So if you want to get on Facebook and pull up a Certified Financial Group in the search bar there, you can drop into the studio this morning and check in on Denise and me. You can even ask a question on Facebook Live, so we encourage you to do that as well.
The other thing I was thinking of, who's in the office right now?
Actually, nobody. Rodney and Chris had some obligations this morning. They are not there.
No problem. Just wanted to make that.
I appreciate you doing that. So let's talk to Heather.
Well, I'm going to get on the number one time. 844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. And text is 212-32. All right, Heather and Delane is going to kick us off this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
I have a question.
Sure.
Thank you. I have 27 years into the FRS system. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, 23 years in the FRS system. I am growing increasingly unhappy with my position, so I was thinking about terminating and going to another company that has a 401k.
Okay.
Is it worth it, or should I just stick it out the last 7 years to get my 30 years in?
Well, there's two elements to that, right, Denise? The element is the financial, and the other element mm-hmm. is your sanity. And you can't buy,
right.
and you can't buy your sanity. I can tell you from a financial standpoint, you were, you know, it's like paying down the 30-year mortgage. You're getting in the tail end of those years, and you've built up a very, very nice benefit there with the state of Florida that will be yours within 7 years. Starting from scratch with a new company. Now, you will have some benefit that you're going to get, but it's greatly diminished because you didn't put in your 30 years. So that's – and then the other option is when you go to – now – if you go to another job and the income is substantially more, and on top of that,
it would not be.
So you're So it's a lateral move.
Pretty much.
Well, Denise, what would you how would you counsel Heather if she was sitting in your office?
I would recommend a bottle of Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc, and I'd hang in there for the next 7 years because, like Joe said, you know that's a huge benefit at the end of the day, and you're very blessed that you've got that.
Yeah,
you've
paid the time there, Heather. You know, work on getting your own, you know, peace of mind and do the best that you can. But you paid, you know, like I said, you're in the 23rd year of a 30-year mortgage here, and mm-hmm. and that pension, they don't make those anymore.
Mm-mm.
Right. So I'm blessed to have that.
You're blessed
to
have
that.
It. Plus, you get an increase at least so far with the state of Florida on that pension. So I would hang on to that if by all means that you can. But once again, you know, it's your own sanity that you have to measure, and only you can measure that.
That's very true.
Yes. All right. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Heather. Good luck to you. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. If you want Heather's line, it's 844-220-0965. What's the FRS system?
Florida Retirement System, FRS. Yes, for those folks that work in the state of Florida, teachers, Highway Patrol, those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks are what I would call our public servants.
And they do have a nice pension.
They do have a nice pension. And then they have what's called DROP, right, Denise?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know how that works for those listeners that might not be through with FRS?
When they qualify, they continue to work and they get their pension, not paid out to them, but it's paid to a tax-deferred account.
Right.
And it grows at a certain percentage. And for 5 years, and then at the end of the five-year period, now you have a lump sum that you can roll out of there into an IRA and continue investing that, and that assists greatly with your retirement.
Yeah, we've helped a lot of teachers over the years with that drop issue, and as Denise said, your paycheck continues as well as now you get the pension paid to you, and it's not taxable to you because it goes in a separate account, and that money continues to grow and compound for you to at the end of that five-year period. Now you're looking at a nice lump sum in addition to your pension continuing.
Right.
So that's one of the benefits. Now, and that's a trade-off that I think a lot of folks in public service give up. They give up the high income for the guaranteed job, if you will, and the pension that you have.
Hmm.
And it's the same thing in military. You know, you got your 20 years in and you've served our country, and you know, you're not going to get rich in the military, but you have the benefits that go along with it. So there is a trade-off along the way. And for some folks, you know, you get out at a reasonably good age, particularly in the military, and now you've got another career in front of you.
And something to consider if you do get a pension and you're married is how are you going to structure that? Are you going to take it over your own life expectancy, or are you going to take a certain amount and then when you pass away, the rest that amount will go to your spouse? I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you can structure a pension payout. And what we do at Certified Financial is what we call pension maximization. And that basically allows you to look into, let's say if the pension is $2,000. Sometimes this is hard to
use the number. That's fine.
Let's say $2,000 on your life expectancy, and it's $1,000 a month for you, and then when you pass away, it would go to your spouse.
So let's back up there. So uh-huh. If I take what's called the single life option, which is the most,
correct,
gives me $2,000 a month for as long as I live, but I drop dead the next day, it's all over, my wife gets nothing, and that's it.
And that's a bad thing.
And in the option to that is to take what's called the survivor option, which would pay me $1,000 a month, and when I die, then my wife would continue to get the $1,000. And there's other options in between there, but those are kind of the two extremes.
Let's keep it simple.
Keep going.
So now you've taken a reduction of a grand. So let's say for $1,000, you could buy a life insurance policy with your spouse being the beneficiary, and God forbid you die tomorrow, okay, then you've got a policy that's going to fund his or her pension, if you will, for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And that allows you to do a couple of things. Number one, take the full benefit, $2,000. If you croak tomorrow, then your wife has the life insurance and she's continuing with a payment.
Right.
Okay. So the thing is, you maximize your pension, because what if your spouse dies before you?
Right, right. So if I'm mm-hmm. getting the... If I take the $1,000 option because I want to be sure my wife gets something,
right?
And if she predeceases me, I'm still stuck with $1,000. I'm looking back saying, geez, I wish I had taken the $2,000.
Right.
So what you're saying is if I take the $2,000 and take that differential between what the single life and the survivor option is, take that $1,000 and look at buying a life insurance policy to then provide her with a lump sum of tax-free money.
Exactly.
And a life insurance policy that would put her in as good or better position. But it doesn't work in all cases.
No, it doesn't, because if there's like a, you know, maybe a $200 difference, then I don't think you're going to be able to buy the amount of insurance to supplement that pension going forward.
Right.
So.
Right.
But, you know, there's all kinds of things to look at, and this is what we do.
Yeah, it's, you know, you need to look at those options. And the other thing, too, is in that situation where if I took the single life option, I bought the insurance, my wife predeceases me, I continue to get the big check for my lifetime.
Absolutely.
Then I still have the life insurance policy that I could decide, okay, do I want to keep paying this premium? Okay. Or do I want to, or cash, or just, you know, now take all the money and enjoy it, or continue paying the policy and leaving it for my kids.
You could do that too.
Because you can't leave your pension to your kids.
No.
So this is a way to kind of give you more flexibility. But not everybody qualifies for it. The numbers don't always work in all cases. And sometimes because of health issues, it's just out the window. So if you're at or near retirement, and we do this an awful lot for folks that are retiring from Lockheed Martin now. In fact, we had a beautiful couple in our office late yesterday afternoon that we discussed this exact same thing, exact same kind of situation, and it works perfectly for them. Doesn't work in all cases, but this was where the glove fit perfectly.
Right. And then there's some people that don't want a pension. They want their money.
Yes, yes.
And they roll it into an IRA.
Yes.
I mean, we have to educate people and let them know, hey, this is a pension and these are the benefits.
Right.
And whatever, but still they're like, I want my money.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's every individual is very different.
Everybody is unique, and that's what we do as financial planners. In fact, We're going to be covering some of that here, right here in the Cox Studios.
That's right. Coming up when, Joe?
Next Saturday at 9 o'clock right here, Gary Abley and Rodney Owenby will be double teaming. Both CPAs and certified financial planners are going to be doing a little presentation on what financial planning is all about, what we do, what the deliverable is, as Gary says, what the deliverable is and how it works and, you know, what you can expect and really how a financial plan gives you peace of mind. So if you have some interest in joining us next Saturday right here in the Cox Studios, right here on Lee Road and John Young Parkway, right across from Massey Cadillac and right down the street from Channel 6 right here at 9 o'clock. From 9 to 11, he's going to serve some refreshments and give you a great presentation. In the meantime, we'll be doing our show here from 9 to 10, but we will join him at 10 o'clock to sit in on the second section. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on workshops, and there are still some seats available, and we'd love to see you there and meet you. And I'm sure Gary and Rodney would love to have you as well.
All right, just like that. If you want to call the show, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. And the text machine is up and running as well at 21232. We are playing tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group. Right now we pause to get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here at the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Denise Kovach, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And we're taking your phone calls, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We are 2 minutes away from latest news, weather, traffic. So I want to get to a text question in here, 21232. Texter writes in, guys, how to start financial freedom, 28 years old, $20,000 in savings, need to buy a house, a $10,000 car loan. That's Harry from Orlando.
Well, Harry,
he's off to a good start.
Well, he's got $20,000 in savings, and he needs to focus on buying the house. So he wants to start financial freedom, but, you know, you have to prioritize because you can only do so many things with the limited dollars that you have. So if buying the house is what his objective is, he needs to determine how much he's going to spend. You know, you got to start doing shopping. And then from there, you need to talk to a mortgage broker and figure out how much you need to come up with for the down payment and begin to accumulate assets to do that. $20,000 is a reasonable start. It's not going to be much of a down payment unless you are a veteran. If you're a veteran, then you've got some possibilities there. But you don't want to do what we call invest that money. People say, you know, I want to invest this money and get it to grow. Well, if you're going to use it in the short term, like buying a house, you want to put it in something where it's, you know, it's going to be there and it's not subject to the daily, weekly, monthly, annual fluctuations of investments. So you're going to dump it in a savings account, a money market account. You're not going to get rich, but you know it's going to be there. So, Harry, I would do that. And once that's accomplished and you bought the house, then we need to look at your family situation. You know, do you have a family? And if so, how are they going to be protected, right? And these are their basic financial planning things.
Yeah.
So what do we look at there?
Yeah, but going back to the down payment, you know, he's got $20,000. And for a 28-year-old, that's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
And the only debt he has is a car loan. And, you know, hopefully you have good credit, so that'll help you when you get your mortgage.
So does he want to take all of that and put it down on a home? I mean, you got to look at,
that's correct.
Do you want to have to pay the mortgage insurance?
Right.
Okay, which means if you don't want to pay it, you put 20% down on the house, but then you don't want to deplete the savings because that's going to be somewhat of an emergency fund for you.
Right.
So there's different things that he's going to need to, or she's going to need to look at,
right,
you know, at the end of the day.
Right. So get focused on buying that house, prioritize your things, and then if you have a family, we got to talk about those basic things to protect you and your family, Harry. But we appreciate the text at 21232.
Yeah, just keep it to about 160 characters. And if you want to call the show, it's 844-220-0965. Just like Paula and Avito is up. Paula, hang on the line. You're going to be first up after we get the latest news, weather, traffic, when we continue planning tomorrow.
Today.
Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO's Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here with the Certified Financial Planners, the Certified Financial Group, Joe Burt, Denise Kovach here, answering your phone calls at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. 1-800-926-0965. And Joe, just in case anybody may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about today?
Well, Denise and I are here to answer the questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. We are the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planners at the Certified Financial Group, Monday through Friday. Certified Financial Planners do your planning. We don't farm this out to somebody who just might have graduated from some local school and thinks they're an investment manager or wealth manager. We have been doing this for, we have over 350 years of combined experience.
That much already.
Haven't had the same phone number for over 40 years. We know what we're doing when it comes to financial planning, and we are here to share our knowledge with you on a Saturday morning. So, as I say, Monday through Friday, we do financial planning, investment management for a fee, but on Saturday morning, we are here for you for free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, we encourage you to call because we have a couple of lines open. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Text machine is up and running as well. 21232. Paula in Oviedo has been waiting patiently. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Paula, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
What I'd like to do is get some information and see if I'm making the right decision. Over the past year, I got a substantial raise at my employer. They do have 401k, and the company matches 25 cents on the dollar, so I'm maxing that at 8%. But they also offer a Roth IRA, so I recently put 2% towards that. But I'm just wondering if that was the right choice, if I should be putting more towards the Roth, or if the 401k is the right decision.
It depends. Let's learn a little bit something about your financial situation. Are you married?
No, I am single.
Okay. And do you know what tax bracket you are in? Or do you know what your
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, let's take a look. If your taxable income is over $40,000, you are in the 22% tax bracket. So I would recommend that you use the deductible IRA, or deductible 401k. And the reason being is because you get that tax deduction today. The bird in the hand, which is a guaranteed tax deduction, is worth two in the bush, which is the promise that somewhere down the road that you will be able to take out your Roth contributions totally tax-free. My concern, I think Denise's concern, and the general consensus at the Certified Financial Group office is that they may change the tax law somewhere in the future. And so what you're doing is you're giving up that guaranteed tax return today or a promise that you're going to get tax-free income in the future. And once again, as we've just seen with the SECURE Act, right, Denise, where they changed the rules. We'll talk about what that means in just a minute. But anytime Congress is in session, Paula, your money is in jeopardy. So they can change the rules, and you're giving up the guaranteed tax return, a tax deduction. Here's what I'd like you to do. Go on the Internet and Google Roth, the words Roth, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Roth, a wolf in sheep's clothing is an article that I wrote sometime back for Kiplinger, and it's still out there, that'll talk about the pros and cons of using a deductible account versus a Roth account. In some cases, a Roth makes sense, but if you're in the 22% or more tax bracket, I would definitely get that bird in the hand today, which is the tax deduction.
Well, if you think about if you think about it, Joe, to make it a little bit more simplistic, is like if you put $1,000 in your tax deductible or pre-tax side of your 401k, and you're in the 22% marginal tax bracket, you've saved approximately, $220 because you didn't have to pay taxes on that $1,000. So, and what Joe was talking about as far as will Roth IRA distributions at the end of the day be tax-free? I remember back in the 80s, Social Security wasn't taxed. Well, they changed that, and it's called means testing. So if you make a certain amount of money or more than that amount of money, then Social Security benefits are taxed at some level. Are they going to do that with Roth IRAs at the end of the day? So as Joe said, take advantage of what we know today, and especially if, Paula, you said, again, congratulations, you know, on your raise. You know,
thank you.
You're welcome. You know, if you're making more money, it just might make sense for you. But, find that article online and read it and make a decision for yourself.
And by the way, for our listeners, the amount that you can contribute under the age of 50 this year has increased. Now it's $19,500 is the maximum that you can contribute on a pre-tax basis. And if you're over the age of 65, it's another $6,500 for a total of $26,000 that you can put into a 401k. So this is what we encourage our clients to strive for, because somewhere down the road that paycheck will stop, and what you will have to live on is what you've been able to accumulate plus Social Security. And Social Security is not a retirement plan. Social Security is a safety net. And if you're only living on Social Security, it's not a pretty picture. So we encourage our clients to use those kinds of accounts, whether they're 401ks, IRAs, 457s, 403bs. And what we do for our clients, Paula, is when we do financial planning for our clients, we have the ability to manage those accounts for you while they still remain in those accounts. So we can direct your custodian as to how we want your funds allocated based on what it is you're trying to accomplish. So if you have more interest, or if any of our listeners have any interest in following up on that, we can do that for you as well. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. You can make an appointment right there. You can call us on Monday morning.
Okay, perfect. I will do that. Thank you so much for taking my call, and I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Paula.
All righty, Paula. Thank you so much for the phone call. If you have Paula's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Ed in Winter Springs is up next. Ed, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Ed.
Good morning.
Happy. Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. Thank you.
Sure. What's up?
I just had a question that I'm on a crossroad here. I own three properties in my primary home, and I sold one of the properties, and I find myself with about $80,000 profit on the one that I sold.
Okay.
And my original plan was to pay off the other two. That's about what I owe on the other two. And then when I found myself with the money, I said, why don't I sell all three of them and pay my primary home? And then I will be, because I had a lot of problems with bad experience with the tenants on the other three properties.
Okay.
They were always late and there was always a problem.
Okay.
Is it good enough for me to risk? I was making about $1,000 or $800 each on the property, but then when they paid on time, they never paid on time.
Right.
So do I get rid of them all and pay my primary home, or do I just keep, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Ed, it sounds like how much are you willing to get for the headaches that you have to deal with. I mean, that's what it comes down to. From a financial standpoint, if in fact they were paying the rent on time and the properties were in a good area where they're going to appreciate, it sounds like I would hold on to the properties. But if you're in an area where you can't get good tenants and they're late on their rent and you've got maintenance you got to do, it's get rid of the headache, move on, and pay off your house and give yourself peace of mind. What do you think, Denise?
Well, you know, as long as he's got his emergency fund out there and, mm-hmm. you know, little things like that. But I agree with Joe. I mean, having real estate, and I know personally, it can be bothersome, and there's a lot that goes into it. And especially if you don't have tenants that pay on time, in my opinion, it is not worth it.
Now, you can hire a management company that will do that for you, Ed. They will screen the tenants, and they will handle the maintenance and so on and so forth, and you're going to give up about 10% of the rent, and it might be worth it. But overall, when you invest in real estate, you've got to look at not only what the cash flow is. Hopefully it's cash flowing. You're able to meet your obligations and maintenance and insurance and taxes. But the property is in an area where it's appreciating. You could buy property in the areas that are going downhill, and even though you're getting decent rent, the rent will be less and less as time goes on and it's time to bail out. So each property has to be weighed on its own merits. But based on what you're telling me, that you want to get out from under the headaches, you know, maybe you cash out the properties, get the equity that you have, and buy another rental property in a better area. I mean, that's another option that you have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate your input. Thank you very much.
All right, Ed. You're quite welcome. Good luck to you.
Have a good day.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Ed, for the call. Let's get to Peter in Orlando. Peter, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Peter.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question regarding to Roth IRA versus traditional IRA.
Okay.
And how much should I contribute to get my tax deferred? And better for my money saving on my retirement plan. Currently, I have 401k. I max out my contribution because my age over 50 years old.
Okay.
And I'm aware of that as I can contribute up to $24,500 for my 401k to get tax defer on that?
Actually, Peter, it's $26,000 this year.
For people
it's $26,000 on 401k.
If you're over the age of 50.
Yeah, right now, I want to open up the Roth IRA or traditional. Which one is more, tax saving on it?
Well, it depends on your ability to get a tax deduction. So we need to know something about your income, Peter. You want to tell us what your income is?
Let's say my tax bracket is 28%. 28%.
Okay. Chances are you married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does your wife work outside the home? Does she have an income?
No, she's the household.
Okay. What you need to do is run the numbers and see whether or not you can get a tax deduction for the traditional IRA. If you can't get a tax deduction for the traditional IRA, you might be able to do a Roth. And if you can't do a Roth, you can do a non-deductible IRA. I think you can go to our website, Peter, and there's a calculator on our website that will allow you to put in some of this critical information and determine whether or not you're eligible and how much you can do. So go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com, and you can do that calculation right there.
And Peter, what he means by eligibility is if you make too much money, you may not be able to take a tax deduction on a deductible IRA contribution, or you may not be able to even contribute to a Roth IRA. So that's what we're talking about. So without knowing what your income is, it's kind of hard for us to say. But yeah, go to our website, financialgroup.com. And take a look at the calculator.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to hear you. We're glad to hear you maxing out your 401k.
Absolutely.
Yes, but I am aware of that. Is that like not Roth IRA? I can contribute up to $6,000 annually.
If you're over 50, if you're over 50, it's
$7,000
this year.
Mm-hmm.
$7,000. Yeah. So traditional, I cannot get tax defer, only Roth IRA?
No. Traditional, you get a deduction, and you get tax deferral.
Okay.
The limits are the same for Roth and traditional. $6,000 if you're under 50, $7,000 if you're over 50. The question is whether or not you can contribute, which is based on what your income is, which is why I want you to go to our website and do the calculator.
Right. Okay, financialgroup.com.
Yep, you got it.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Peter, thank you for the call.
All right, Peter, if you want Peter's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. You can text us at 21232. That is 21232. And, of course, financialgroup.com is the website, but if they want to reach you during the week, Joe, what's the best number to do that?
Best number to do that is 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE as if you're executing a financial plan. Or better yet, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. You can learn all about us and about Certified Financial Group, how long we've been around, how we do financial planning for a fee, investment management for a fee. We act as fiduciaries for our clients. We are what is called CFEX certified, which is a designation that's only been granted to fewer than 1% of investment advisory firms throughout the country. We're proud to have that, and we'll be glad to tell you what we do and how we do, and we offer you a complimentary consultation. So come on by. You may have to deal with some of the dust that's around the office because we're doing an expansion and a renovation, but we'd be glad to see you. Go to our website, financialgroup.com. You can make a reservation right there, and you can also stop in next Saturday at coming here from 9 to 11, Gary Abley, right? Denise, what's he going to be talking about?
Oh, my goodness. I don't have it up in
my mind. He's going to be talking about financial planning.
Oh,
what a financial plan looks like, what you do, what the deliverable is all about. And it's going to be held right here at the Cox Studios, right here on John Young Parkway, across from Massey Cadillac. And you need to go on the website, though, and make a reservation. That's at financialgroup.com. Click on workshops, and you can schedule it right there.
All right, we'll get more of those dates and more of those workshops at the number 844-220-0965. And continue to play it tomorrow.
Today!
The final segment of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group, right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Welcome back. It's the final segment of the love of the On the Money show with a Certified Financial Group, right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
Well, we love Cleveland. We love you as well.
And I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything but On the Money with a Certified Financial Group at all. I did not say anything.
Radio, folks. You know,
especially when you know, you do the same show for so long with so many other greats on the same stations.
Yep.
They start to run together after a while because you love everybody equally.
That's us.
But, you know what, well, we've got about 3 minutes to wait. It's the last news, weather, traffic with Dave Wall over the News 96.5 Newsroom. So I want to get back to you on the phone. Let's go to Susan in Kissimmee. Susan, go ahead. You're off the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Susan.
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for calling. What's up?
So I have got, like, two questions for you. I just received an inheritance check, and it's approximately $75,000. And so, A, I was wondering, do I have to pay federal tax on that? And B, how do I invest it?
All right, the good news for you is it should be totally tax-free. The second question is, before you start investing it, let's look at what other needs you might have. So if Susan was sitting in your office, Denise, what are we going to look at first and foremost?
Well, Susan, are you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. Any children?
No.
Okay. Do you have an emergency fund?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all set there.
How about credit card debt, Susan?
I'm in the process of paying them off. So the only credit card debt I have at the moment is a $4,000 credit card, which I'm going to pay off soon.
Okay.
Good.
And my house is paid off, and I have car payments.
Susan, it sounds like you're on a roll there, kid.
Well, she says she has car payments.
Yeah,
what's the interest rate on the car loan?
It's very low. I think it's like 1% or something.
Oh, no. Super. Okay. So let's talk about what to do with this money. So you have the emergency fund. Are you employed?
Yes, and I have 6% match on my 401, so I have that matched up.
Okay.
I have a 457 plan at work, and I've got money invested in that.
Okay.
So I was wondering, like, I don't have a Roth account, and I was wondering if that is something I should start doing.
Perhaps. You're single. If your income is over taxable income is over $40,000, I don't want you to do a Roth because you're in the 22% tax bracket. Pardon me? I'm sorry. If your income is over $40,000, I don't want you to do a Roth because you're going to lose the tax deduction. You're in the 22% tax bracket. I want you to focus on putting more money into your retirement plans at work.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that, you know, live off the money and take less money home and mm-hmm. try to stuff as much of that $75,000 as you can in those retirement plans of the next 3 years or so.
I agree.
Yep.
All right, Susan, thanks so much for the phone call. Well, that's got to do it for this week's edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. Joe, what's the best way to reach you during the week?
407-